This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website and take advantage of the things we have there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us to start out hour number one, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we start out tonight with those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, normally the big story yesterday would have been about the Pfizer COVID vaccine being approved for emergency use. It's got one more hurdle to cross. Millions of doses are said to be ready and set to go. 2.9 million doses is what I saw in one report. But that's not where we're going to start. We're going to start with the GOP lawsuit, and we're going to start with Texas. And at least 18 states right now, Missouri joined, and 106 Republican congressmen and women that are on board. You heard about that, right?
That's right, yes.
Now, more than 100 House Republicans signed on to an amicus brief led by Congressman Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, in support of the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Now, some of the significant names that are on board here right now are House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, House Judiciary Ranking Member Jim Jordan, House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs, and Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana. But there are some notable Republicans that are not on board with this, Kyle. I don't know why, but of all people, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and GOP Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney.
Yeah, isn't that something? Because
strange.
Yeah, McCarthy would be really rising, especially if the Republicans were to ever overtake the House, say, in 2 years. So obviously, yeah, this is the lines are really being drawn here, and maybe some politicians are looking at their own particular longevity or their particular status. But unfortunately, Captain, I think that it's actually to their detriment in this case. I think those who are really going to stand up and say, we got to get to the bottom of whatever happened in this election and do our best to fix it, it's going to be going along to do what? Try to get in good with the new Biden administration? That's not going to work either.
Well, the Trump campaign has rejected the December 8th safe harbor deadline of election challenges and even said that the December 14th Electoral College vote does not seal the deal. Instead, according to the Trump campaign senior legal counsel, Jenna Ellis, she says the final date that's in on the mix of all of this is January 6th because that is the date the House reviews the Electoral College vote. I don't know what she's thinking, but a Democratic-controlled House on January the 6th is not, even if it's only by 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 votes, is not going to overturn what the Electoral College decided.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I do think that in terms of what the Supreme Court will be hearing, evidently, through this big lawsuit, which these other states are now joining, originally brought by Texas, is really the linchpin. It is really an all-or-nothing thing with this particular case. Because again, it's going to show what happens if the elections were conducted against the state constitutions, all these different elements of fraud and so forth. Whatever remedy the Supreme Court will impose is going to be key, and that will tell the story one way or the other. I agree. I don't think January 6th in the House is going to be the deciding factor.
No, and this is what they're hoping, and the hope of the Trump campaign and President Trump's lawyers, the House, they're hoping the House will reject the votes from the four states, the Electoral College votes from the four states, which is a total of 62 Electoral College votes, which takes Joe Biden down below 270 and forces the vote into the House as a one-on-one, each state gets one vote type of deal.
Well, right. Well, if the Supreme Court, for example, and again, this is just speculation, but if the Supreme Court invalidates those election results one way or the other, that is not to say giving the results to Donald Trump, let's say, but simply invalidating them so they can't be certified, that would, again, drop Joe Biden below the 270 and throw the whole thing to the House to be voted on, as you said, with the state houses, how many state houses are controlled.
Yeah, and before we go to break here, the end of the first segment here, the prosecutor that created such a stink by charging the McCloskeys in Missouri with assault with a deadly weapon and wound up having them charged with two felony charges has been taken off the case by the judge because of fundraising emails she used over the case.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Just goes to show, huh?
Yep. Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Goes to show, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Kathy's going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program, one of my favorite segments, it's because it's brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor has worked so well for me over the past several years. I just can't endorse them enough. The father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, what this product has done to help me is nothing short of amazing because of the circumstances I had originally found myself in. Now, this product is 100% drug-free, and it will help your body deal with inflammation. That's right, inflammation. It's got four ingredients in it that deal with that, plus they go straight to the source of the pain. It's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And as I said, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you'll be in, goes right straight to the pain, and alleviates the pain at the source. And simply put, ladies and gentlemen, this product has worked for me and literally saved me a lot of grief and a lot of life and a lot of sleep. How about that? Because I'm able to sleep because of this when I need to. So the 3-week quick start is what you want to try. It's only $19.95. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little tutorial that's there, the little video, if you want to know more about what's going on. And then just click on that little logo that's there for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Get it all started, and you will know. You will know within 3 weeks what that product will do for you, and you'll be thanking me for it, too. Tens of thousands of people have bought it as a result of this show, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And I hear stories every day, people thanking me for taking Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. I'm going to bring him in. He's got a question I know he wants to ask you. So, Mike, take it away.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. The Captain and I were kind of friendly doing this back and forth, but I wanted your opinion, Kyle. The Supreme Court has something in front of them, or potentially will have something in front of them, that pretty much is going to take us into something that's unprecedented, uncharted. Nothing has ever in history has ever, you know, ever happened like this. So I was telling the captain, there's a lot of half the country believes that this election was stolen, including 30% of Democrats. So I think that the pressure is mounting to where the court is probably going to, if for no other reason than to try to, you know, put a head to all this, take this up. Now, the captain says, no, they can just throw it back and say we're not going to hear it.
States' rights
but
issue.
I want your
States'
opinion,
rights
Kyle.
Issue.
Is there enough people, you know, enough pressure that's being put on them to say, you know what, we got to do something about this. We can't just throw this back because, you know, all hell might break loose if we do. And I just wanted your opinion.
Okay, Mike, thank you. And by the way, just to clarify with Mike, I said they might toss it back and say it's a state's rights issue and should be settled at the state level. That's what I told them.
Yeah, and that's very possible. You know, what Mike is talking about is really true, that this is so big, it's so unprecedented, it's
yep.
so overwhelmingly huge that we've never seen anything like this before. So the court may not want to wade into that. It is going to be, and if it does, it will be one of the most momentous times of history in terms of the court, I'm sure. But to Mike's question as to whether or not there would be enough influence to want to take the case, I don't know that they're going to look at public opinion per se, but I do think the person to watch or the person to think about in this could be John Roberts. You know, he has not really come out for conservatives. He's voted very differently than what people might have anticipated he might vote based on the different cases. So I don't know how much influence he would have in the sense of whether or not the court is going to take the case. Other justices can say we'll hear the case, but again, so that's on the one side. On the other side, though, because it's so momentous, because it's so big, the court may say to themselves, we have to weigh in on this one way or the other. Otherwise, this whole thing is going to happen again, and there's going to be nothing definitive about it. I don't think they're going to want to disenfranchise voters. I think this is a through line through all these different decisions, whether they're Obama appointees or not in that case. But mm-hmm. I think the through line is they don't want to throw out votes by normal people
yep.
who just voted.
Yep.
So it can really go either way. But either way it does go, you know, if they throw out those votes, let's say, it's going to cause huge problems. If they don't hear the case, huge problems.
And now we have our Professor Emeritus calling in, Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana. So, Professor Emeritus, sir, what's on your mind?
The Supreme Court's not going to hear this case. It's too political. There's too many still unknowns to this. I don't think they're going to throw out it. I think the Supreme Court learned its lesson in 2000 when you decide anything elective-wise. I don't see it happening. I think they're going to throw it back out. I think that's less controversial than if they took threw out votes or whatever. The Democrats, you would take a lot of good stuff off the TV right now that deals with Hunter Biden and the Bidens and their corruption and their money from China if you took this right now. You just took your head out of the jaws of victory. I don't think they're going to do it. Believe me, the Supreme Court does feel a public pressure, but I don't see where the pressure's coming from. I don't see people demonstrating out in the street. I think people have an opinion on it, but I don't think they're ready to act on that opinion right
well,
now.
Well, they will
and
be.
That's what you're seeing.
Okay, well, they will be if they don't take the case, and thank you very much for the call, Dan, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you.
So there you go. And Dan has an opinion, and that's what I told Mike, that they could say this is a state's rights issue and toss it right back to the states and say, you solve it.
Yep, very, very possible. But the problem is that no judge wants to touch this. You know, and I suppose, Captain, that they could have more narrowly defined the relief that they're seeking here. But in that case, I think it would be much easier to say no to a case like that in terms on the merits. But the relief that they're looking for, of course, is pretty sweeping, and that's a huge reason why no judge wants to really get involved with that, because, again, they don't want to be seen as disenfranchising regular people who cast votes.
Yep.
But it's such a catch-22. But there's massive fraud. It's systematic,
mm-hmm.
but yet regular people cast their votes, and so do you fix the systemic fraud, or do you? It's just really a catch-22, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the question has to remain the constitutionality of the actions taken by the elected officials and the appointed officials in the various states without doing what the Constitution in their state said they had to do, which was to actually go through the legislature and pass legislation. They did not do that. That's the question that needs to be answered.
Well, sure, sure. And if they can hang their hat on that, then I think they could weather it a lot better. Whatever decision comes down, it would
right.
be weathered a lot better. But otherwise, you know that the left is waiting for something that they can say, this trips the violence to happen.
Yeah.
And that's something I think everybody's trying to avoid. But also, we can't move forward with a country that says, well, that was a fraudulent election.
Yeah.
Because everything Biden does from then on is going to be suspect,
yeah.
obviously, and yeah. it's not going to be good.
And in the meantime, you've got Eric Swalwell, because there's a growing number of top Republicans that are calling for the removal of Eric Swalwell, congressman from California, from the House Intelligence Committee, as Senator Ted Cruz mocked Swalwell's entanglement with a Chinese spy in a tweet. And our Florida congressman from District Number 1 up in the panhandle, Matt Gaetz, slammed the media's double standard on the Swalwell Chinese spy story and the Hunter Biden probe. And again, Swalwell, okay, we know he's been compromised. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. And he had this little relationship going on with this China doll, that's what I'm going to call her, China doll, for a while. So you can't tell me that there weren't things being exchanged back and forth when he was all over Russia, 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 when it was China, China, China.
Well, you know, Captain, if you went into a court of law and you went in front of a jury and you were able to lay out the Eric Swalwell case, as it were, I think they would make those kinds of inferences, and they'd make those kinds of inferences, you know, for good reason. Now, he can say, well, this didn't happen or not comment on it, this kind of thing, but it's very damning. And I'll tell you this, if he wasn't out there doing that Russia, Russia, Russia thing, it would be a lot more believable from his end. But because he was amping up the falsehood about the Russia hoax and downplaying the China threat, it just makes sense.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, as I told you at the end of the first segment, the prosecutor in the McCloskey couple case in Missouri has been taken off the case by the judge because of a fundraising email where she used the case and the McCloskeys as her way of trying to raise money for her campaign. Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime. But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website, geico.com, to get a cost comparison for your car or your truck insurance, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, or maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat, too. They'll insure all of that. And while you're over there, if you've got a house that you own and you've got homeowner's insurance, they'll give you a cost comparison for that. Or if you rent and you've got renter's insurance, they'll do that too. And you'll find out what I found out some 15 years ago. They'll save you money. They've been saving me money, and knock on wood, there's the wood. Every year since I started, I've gotten the 10% safe driver discount on top of the discounted rate that I've got. And this year, with the coronavirus, they rolled their rates back 15% for all of their regular customers. So there you go, because people aren't driving as much. So it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. And maybe they'll save you a ton of money like they did me, too. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to talk about Pennsylvania with a little twist here, because it also applies to you and something you told me about California. The Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Wolf has now banned indoor dining, closed the gyms amidst the tightened coronavirus restrictions that have been put in place in Pennsylvania. And the Biden coronavirus advisor is urging all Americans to just forget about Christmas and skip it altogether and don't have any gatherings.
The That's right. It's the Grinch that stole Christmas, basically. But this is a very, very significant. And we're seeing what's happening in Pennsylvania, as you said, very similar to what we see happening in California. The big gyms and so forth. You drive by, there's nobody in the parking lot. Obviously, they're closed. All the restaurants, some of them have taken their tents down out of the parking lots where they were able to serve outside. But here's the twist, Captain. I was out and about earlier tonight and noticed more than one, in fact, several restaurants that seem to be having people eating outside under the tents essentially defying the lockdown order. So I think we may see more and more of that. In fact, in Los Angeles County, I think a judge actually struck down the ban on outside dining, saying that the county had not brought evidence that showed
there was no science.
That's right, mm-hmm. behind the idea that people will get COVID-19 by eating outside. But the governor's order supersedes all of that, so eventually it may make its way in order to try to strike down that order altogether, but we'll see. But there are people out there defying it, I think, because they're trying to make money, feed their families. These weren't big chain restaurants. They were just local establishments. But here we go. They're gonna defy it. Unfortunately, there may be some other things in the offing. Not from the sheriff. They're not gonna go enforce this on the fly, but perhaps from the county or state government may come visiting them.
Yeah, take their liquor license away from them, or maybe have the health inspectors come in there and say, well, if this isn't sanitary, you have to shut it down. But the other thing that's really stupid is San Diego. Now, while the California new stay-at-home order has shut down restaurant dining, shuttered saloons, and kept church services outside, in San Diego, the officials there are trying to do the same to two strip clubs, which are welcomed as part of the essential part of what needs to be open. Every night they're open for patrons and whatever it is that they got going on inside the strip clubs, protected by a court order.
Yeah, if that's really something. Again, you can go to a strip club, but you can't go to church.
And they do serve food in some of those places.
That's true.
And they certainly serve alcohol.
That's right. Well, but again, you know, it's that kind of inconsistency that enrages people, and also. Not to mention all the barbershops, hair salons, other personal services, suddenly closed up at this time of year, which were of course observing very stringent COVID-19 protocols, much more so than if you were to go to some other kinds of establishments. So the unfairness factor is what's really getting to people.
Now, I heard from our buddy up in Minneapolis, George, and he was talking about the defunding of the police and all that. And, of course, we're hearing from the politicians, the Democrats, well, we're not defunding the police. That's not what we're doing. We're just reallocating funds and we're doing whatever. Well, here you go, folks. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a budget yesterday that will shift $8 million from the police department towards violence prevention and other programs involving non-police officers, but they will keep the mayor's targeted staffing levels for sworn officers intact, averting a possible veto, even though they've lost over 100 officers, and it looks like another 138 will go as a result of this.
Well, that's right. And, Captain,
defunding the police.
Oh, no, they're not defunding the police. But, again, these kinds of things, we can look at it and say, well, wait a minute, none of this makes a lot of sense. This isn't going to work. Unfortunately, we're going to have to see the evidence now that it's not going to work, but it's going to mean that people are either going to get hurt or die. This is a horrible thing, but yet they're doing this for political reasons.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very sad thing.
Yeah, and I want to do something that I was going to do at the top of the show, but I got sidetracked here. I want to wish all our Jewish friends a happy Hanukkah out there. It is the season for them, and we certainly hope that they enjoy their time of the year.
That's right, yes. Happy Hanukkah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, in regards to that, and the reason that I said that, is coming on December the 21st, you're going to want to look up in the sky. Do you know why, Kyle?
Well, I think I know, about this, Captain. I just heard this earlier, but it's the appearance of the Christmas star, basically.
Yep, or the Star of Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Now, the two largest planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, will align themselves on December the 21st to create what sometimes is referred to as the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem. This has not been seen in decades, and it's the first time, and a lot of people are calling this an ominous event because of the times and that we live in here on the planet Earth, and maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but as CBN News, Christian Broadcasting Network News, reported, while there have been many theories about the identity of the biblical Star of Bethlehem that appeared at Christ's birth, and a combination of historical research, astronomical insight, and biblical understanding has all come together to present a plausible explanation that's both miraculous and understandable. Now, this theory finds that the planet Jupiter to be part of that star in the ancient world, all heavenly bodies were considered stars.
Well, that's right. In fact, the word planet, I think, means wandering star, basically, from the ancient days.
So on December the 21st, look up in the sky, and I've been watching the sky at night when I go out there during the breaks and whatnot to take a peek out there, and the star is getting a little brighter as the planets are starting to align themselves together, and the culmination will be December the 21st at night. The Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem will be overhead.
Well, that is really cool. And what we need right now, of course, is something to help bring us together like that and to think about that. And you're right. There was a planetarium show I attended many, many years ago that went over some of these different theories of what the actual star would have looked like or how it could have been seen way back then. It's a very, very interesting thing.
Yep.
But if we get to look up in the sky and see something analogous to that, that's amazing.
All right. Well, let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see Sidney Powell tell about the Dominion machines that have changed votes. Ladies and gentlemen, look at what Joe, and good to see Kelly McEnany out there. One in one quadrillion. Donald Trump winning all 27 contested House seats and not winning the president. One in one quadrillion, okay? You have to be an idiot. You have to be a hard leftist, okay, on the Chinese News Network's payroll to not see that Donald Trump won this election, okay? Donald Trump won this election in a landslide. In a freaking landslide. We won the House, too. If you look down the machines and see how they're trying to steal these seats over there, we won the House, too. And I'm telling you, we won the Senate. We cleaned up. We cleaned up, ladies and gentlemen. We cleaned up. Now, you have to be a hard leftist, like I said, and not look at the truth and not want to see the truth. You know, I was dating a girl, a knockout girl, who said she's a Democrat. And she's always worried, don't cheat on me, don't cheat on me. I said, if Joe Biden cheated, do you want him to win? She goes, no. I said, well, he cheated in a landslide. Look at how many votes Joe Biden got compared to what he got in the primary against Bernie Sanders. Nothing close to that, okay? Nothing close to that. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Keep pushing forward. And Joe and Hunter Biden should be in jail. Let's get to work, Captain, to save the country. Peace.
All righty. And by the way, a number of politicians in Georgia, Republican politicians, are in total agreement with the Texas lawsuit against them and three other states. So we'll see how that works out. But got to be cautioning here, people. And we'll get to all that after we get to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some bad weather to talk about tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, this edition of the segment of the program is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. This is the Truckers Highway and Byway segment. And remember, pull into the Pilot of the Flying J that you're closest to and find out what that's all about if you haven't been in one of them, and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and guess what? You're going to get a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. All right, well, we're going to get this party started now, so here we go.
Saturday night, everybody's waiting for me to ride.
Pink, and that's from a few years ago when she just was getting started out. That was her big hit that started everything going for her, getting the party started. And we got the party started there, Kyle. What say you?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's Pink, and I really like her music and got a lot of respect for
her. She's talented. I heard a Christmas album of hers earlier tonight. It's really, she's very talented. All right, well, caller, you hang on. We got to do the weather here. A large storm over the southwest is going to move northeastward into the Great Lakes through the weekend, bringing severe thunderstorms to the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, showers to the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley, and snow from the central plains to the Great Lakes, and we've been talking about this for a couple days now, so be ready. Now, rain and gusty winds and mountain snow will impact the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies through the weekend. Meanwhile, with the temperature changes going from hot to cold and cold to hot in the south, we've got a lot of dense fog advisories tonight, and we'll get into all that after Kyle, you tell them what's going on out west.
Well, you're right, Captain. The term of the day is dense fog. There's no doubt about that. Up in northern Montana, most of northern Montana tonight covered with a dense fog advisory. That's for our friends in Great Falls.
All through the Crow Reservation.
That's right, all through the Crow Reservation. And so you want to be careful there if you're trucking, of course, across I-15, Route 89 in that area. You definitely want to be very, very careful. Next door, almost next door, Wednesday. Over from Idaho, we've got a winter weather advisory in the northeastern corner of Washington State, and more dense fog, and this is going to be south of Spokane. It's going to cover into parts of Idaho, Moscow, and Lewiston as well. In Seattle right now, it looks like 42 degrees. Down in Portland, they've got 41 degrees, and they've got rain, at least for the next day or so, Captain, as we go into Friday. Down as we move through California, a winter weather advisory in Northern California, also just west of Reno. If you're coming along I-80, you're going to find there just east of west of Truckee, I should say. And then in the Bakersfield area, big wind advisory going on tonight. Then in Nevada, winter weather advisory in the northeastern quadrant of the state, basically. Over in Wyoming, we've got a dense fog advisory in the Laramie and Cheyenne areas, so be very careful there. And, of course, winter weather advisories and a winter storm warning along the I-15 corridor, basically, as you head down south of Colorado into New Mexico. You need to be very careful. This is just in the Santa Fe, north of the Santa Fe area there.
Yeah, now, just to adding to the Nevada situation, you'll pretty much have snow all the way from Donner all the way to the Utah state line over there, so be advised of that on I-80. And I-40, you'll pretty much have snow all the way from Gallup, the Indian Reservation, Navajo Indian Reservation, all the way over to the Four Corners and Tucumcari in New Mexico. Now, moving up the line, we have some unsettled weather conditions up in North Dakota right now. About half of the state, they've got an advisory for fog, or it could be snow, whatever the case might happen to be, depending on as the day progresses. Down in Nebraska, the eastern third, southeastern third, just south of I-80, all the way across to Des Moines, you've got a winter weather advisory. I-29, north-south in from Iowa on up to just about Omaha, you've got a winter weather advisory. I-35 from the state line, Iowa, down in Missouri, all the way up to just about Des Moines, you've got a winter weather advisory. Now, over in Michigan, northern Michigan and northeastern Michigan, you have some unsettled weather conditions there with some wind. It's freezing fog up there. That's the stuff I hate to drive in because the road's ice over, it gets glassy, and you don't know that you're on a bridge and slippery until you hit it, and you go, gone. So there you go. Now, over in Indiana, central Indiana, south of Indianapolis, down towards where Dan's at, Lafayette, you've got some fog there tonight. Unsettled weather conditions in the Catskills and the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, where there could be some more snow flurries tonight from a clipper that's moving across. And you've got some, rain and or fog mixed in southeastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, down through Jersey. Now, here's the problem in the southeast tonight. I-10, all the way from New Orleans, all the way across to just about Tallahassee, Florida, you've got a dense fog advisory on I-10. That dense fog advisory also goes north-south coming out of Mobile, Alabama, on up to about Montgomery. It's also coming out of New Orleans, Louisiana, north, going up towards Jackson, Mississippi, and the southeastern corner of Louisiana tonight has definitely got a dense fog advisory there. And then along 95 from around Savannah up towards Myrtle Beach in that area, I-95 and over to the ocean, a dense fog advisory there. Now, Kyle, hang on. We got a caller. I'm going to get the caller in here real quick. Is this Leo?
Hi, yes, it's Leo. How you doing, Captain? I had a couple of things I wanted to mention.
Make it quick. You got a minute.
Okay. The weather is warming up here. I don't know if you heard about Kelly Ward talking about we possibly won a Senate seat that might have been stolen from us when she was talking about all the cheating there in Arizona.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Sorry, but I understand. Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Michigan, too. So, there's two that we could have,
Yeah, we're down to the Supreme Court, and if the Supreme Court decides not to hear this, then guess what? President Joe Biden.
Yuck.
That's where we're at, and we'll just have to put up with it and be, do what we can to make sure we get a congressional a delegation that's all Republican next time around. But I got to run, Leo, because we're coming up against the break.
Care.
All right, thank you, and that's Leo. Yeah, I hate to be a party pooper here, folks, but you got to start facing the reality. You heard Dan talk about the Supreme Court. You've heard Kyle and I talk about it. There's no guarantee they have to take this case. They can just say, well, it's a states' rights issue and send it right back to the states and say it's up to the state courts or the state legislatures to decide. And that would not surprise me. That would not surprise me at all, because there's not a court out there that wants to take votes away from anybody, anywhere. And tell me I'm wrong, Kyle.
No, you're not. And that's why this whole issue, you talked about the constitutionality, and the other states are saying, look, our people voted legally under a defined system, but yours didn't. Or a lot of people in your states did.
That would be the clarity that the Supreme Court, I would expect, would say something and say, you violated your own constitution, you got to go back and figure this thing out and change the election laws. And then that would change things to where the electors wouldn't be counted. But again, you're talking about a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives that certifies the Electoral College vote, and it's still run by Nancy Pelosi. Think about that. All right, we're coming right back. Top of the hour news, hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.